listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Concert with me, Leo Green. This is where we hear the biggest stars in the history of music doing what they did and still do best, which is, of course, performing live in concert for us all here on LGRadio.online. I think there's only one thing stranger than the fact that at Neil Diamond's first school, he sang in the choir with Barbara Streisand, would you believe? But stranger than that was the fact that at his second school, he was with both Neil Sedaka and Carole King. Anyway, Neil Diamond, of course, went on to have an incredible career, selling well over 100 million albums. And despite having written so many of the songs we love, it's crazy to think that Neil has said in interviews that, well, he absolutely hates writing songs. Anyway, here's something he recorded one night in 1970 on stage at LA's Troubadour Club in concert.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. Look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. But I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, to know you, she gone to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. But something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt. I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She get to know you. She ought to own you. Kentucky woman. Don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt. Talking about Kentucky woman. Hey, she get to know you. She ought to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
The amazing Neil Diamond, who had to wait 42 years before achieving his very first number one album, which came eventually in 2008. We just heard him performing in Los Angeles in 1970, getting us going here on In Concert with me, Leo Green, on LGRadio.online. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope all's well with you. Throughout most of the 60s, one of the 20th century's greatest singers had spent his time making movies in Hollywood. By 1968, though, he was ready to announce his comeback to the world of music. Now, the day before the cameras started rolling, he asked his musical director if he could come up with something poignant and reflective, bearing in mind the recent assassinations of the time of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, which obviously and understandably had hugely impacted not just this singer, but everyone. The first time the world heard this new song was on a live TV show in concert on June the 29th of 1968.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my heart, there's a trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle, yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream,
that's the song Elvis finished his incredible 1968 comeback special with, which had been the very first time, in fact, he'd sung in public for 7 years. Now, we started this episode of In Concert here on LGRadio.online with a visit to LA's Troubadour Club, and we're heading back there now to jump into one of the most amazing live albums. And this one in particular, recorded at the end of August of 1971, seems to capture not just the artist, but also exactly what it must have felt like to be in the audience enjoying this. Because what's so intoxicating about this album nearly 50 years later is hearing how the audience was so involved and in love with the extraordinary voice of the incredible Donny Hathaway.
When you're down and trouble, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me. On your darkest night, you just
Donny Hathaway, whom we lost in 1979 and who would have been 75 this year. Now let's stay out west for this next one, a step back 5 years previously, and pop into Las Vegas. And this is a live performance that captures not one, but two of the masters in their pomp. This singer, who still sells millions of albums every year despite having not been with us for more than two decades, very nearly didn't make it. His birth had been so traumatic for all concerned that the midwife and the doctors thought he'd been stillborn. Thankfully, his quick-thinking grandmother, who was also present, scooped him up and ran the motionless baby under a cold tap, causing him to gasp his first lungfuls of air. And here he is with the great Count Basie Band using those same lungs in 1966.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots, running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak, I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon, just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots, who are running around the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so young. So young.
Frank Sinatra from his very first live album. There had been, of course, live radio broadcasts before that, but the Quincy Jones produced Live at the Sands album was the very first time someone had tried to capture the essence of a Frank Sinatra concert. Now I have time for one more before we finish up today in concert, and for our last one we're going to head home to London for a hot summer's night of July 1975. This seems to be one of those live albums of a concert that everybody claims to have been at. Such is its legendary status amongst music fans. From it, this was released as a single, and it gave Bob Marley his first UK hit. Even today, he remains every year the top-selling reggae artist in the world, and is definitely the best footballer we'll feature in these shows. We finish this episode of In Concert with a trip to London's Lyceum Theatre.
Said I remember when we used to sit
Concluding this episode of In Concert here on LG Radio with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening, and don't forget, please do check out the website for details of all our shows, lgradio.online. You can also get in touch with me if you want, either via the message board on the website, or if you'd rather, you can just drop me an email. The address is info@lgradio.online. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.